It's been another day of explosive evidence at the Banking Royal Commission, with the current chair and chief executive of the Commonwealth Bank blaming their predecessors for the bank's string of scandals. The commission heard that the bank could face nearly 400,000 more cases of mis-selling of credit card insurance. The bank is already repaying more than $40 million to compensate around 150,000 people who were not eligible to claim on their insurance. For more, I'm joined by business reporter Sue Lannan. Sue, the CBA boss Matt Comyn told the commission today the bank did not understand the risks of money laundering.
Yes, I know that's an astonishing admission, but we heard that from the horse's mouth. So just to recap, the bank was accused by AUSTRAC, the financial crimes regulator, in mid-2017. It was accused of massive breaches of Australia's anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws because it allowed criminals and terrorists to use their high-tech automatic teller machines to launder money. So,
and they got done on thousands of counts, didn't they?
That's right. It was nearly 54,000 counts of breaking the anti-money laundering laws. And in the end, they came to a settlement and the Commonwealth Bank was fined a record $700 million. This had been going on for a number of years. AUSTRAC had given the Commonwealth Bank a number of statutory notices.
Just to remind listeners what AUSTRAC is.
That's the Australia's financial crimes regulator. So they look at things like money laundering. So there was astonishment, and also from the Commonwealth Bank Chief Executive Matt Comyn. He said that the bank didn't, they thought that they were doing enough, but they weren't taking it seriously enough. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
There wasn't a sufficient understanding and awareness of exactly what the risks associated with money laundering was. Part of the reason why I don't think we appropriately understood the risks is I don't think that the relationship either with AUSTRAC or, as I perhaps mentioned earlier, around law enforcement was appropriate. How could we ever fall into that sort of sense of complacency? I've asked myself that question many times. One of the reasons was we were, during that period of time, and of course this is no excuse, spending hundreds of millions of dollars. It's another example of where I think there was complacency, where we were insular, we were congratulating ourselves about the information that we were providing, because at all times during that time we were providing extensive information to AUSTRAC, but we were getting commendations. There was a widely held view that we were actually doing a good job, which we clearly were not.
That's the Commonwealth Bank Chief Executive Matt Comyn there. Sue Lannan, what did he have to say about the credit card insurance issue? And specifically, I guess what was most astonishing was to hear the way he really seemed to be trying to paint himself as the new broom and his predecessor Ian Narev as the bad guy.
Absolutely. That was a big focus of Matt Comyn's testimony. He was very much saying, well, I tried to do the right thing. He said on several occasions he went to Ian Narev, his former boss, because Matt Comyn was the head of retail banking, overseeing these credit card insurance products. He went to Ian Narev on a number of occasions. On one occasion, Mr. Narev said to him, you need to temper your sense of justice. So Mr. Comyn basically felt that that was a rejection. He wasn't getting through. He said he didn't take it to the board because he didn't think it would be successful. But once he became chief executive, he actually ceased the sales of these products and they've commenced this huge compensation. But he still was the head of retail banking. The very serious thing also revealed today, there's a report that Ernst & Young, the accounting firm, did for the Commonwealth Bank, and they're actually saying there could be many more cases. They said there could be up to or nearly 400,000 more cases where the bank needs to refund money. Now, Mr. Comyn said that they had the report, they're going through it, they're not sure yet, but he said if more people need to be compensated, they will compensate them.
This is essentially over credit card insurance that was found to be just nonsensical because no one ever claimed on it.
Well, that's right. It's called add-on insurance, and it really is one of the, in my opinion, one of the worst forms of products that are unnecessary. You can take that as opinion. But they sold this credit card add-on insurance to people who are unemployed and to pensioners, and that's why they're currently repaying more than $40 million.
I think we heard that virtually no one ever claimed on it anyway.
Yes.
And so the current chairman, Catherine Livingston, was critical of the previous board herself, saying it didn't do enough to hold management to account.
Yes, yes, this was a very familiar theme. She said that the previous board did not do enough to tackle management. It did not challenge management, particularly on the anti-money laundering allegations, and also on they were more concerned with customer satisfaction. And she said, in fact, it's only in the past few months that the board has now getting reports about customer complaints and dissatisfaction. Let's have a listen to what Catherine Livingston had to say. Now, this is in response to a question from Rowena Orr, senior counsel assisting the commission, about the litany of scandals faced by the Commonwealth Bank.
I want to ask you some questions about the board's role in addressing some of those events and the causes of some of those events. But before I do that, having heard me lay out that chronology of events since your time joining the board of CBA, are there any observations that you'd like to make about that chronology of events?
I think it's a fairly damning chronology of, in some instances, the bank's behaviour, in other instances, the bank's control over its non-financial risks.
That was the Commonwealth Bank Chair, Catherine Livingston, and before that, our business reporter, Sue Lennon.